AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There were no survivors in Egypt. A Russian plane crashed after takeoff from an airport in the Sinai Peninsula. 224 people were on board.
We simply want to extend our condolences to Russia and to all of the families.
Secretary of State John Kerry says this is a tremendous tragedy and loss. It's not clear yet what happened. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility, but it has not offered any evidence. Lufthansa and Air France decided to avoid flying over the Sinai Peninsula for safety reasons until the cause of the crash is determined. Flooding is a big problem again this weekend in Texas.
The grounds were saturated. Our bayous were still a little bit elevated, so it didn't take a whole lot of water to create those high water locations.
Francisco Sanchez with Harris County Emergency Management. The Houston Fire Department said it had responded to more than 90 water rescues by mid-morning. Three confirmed tornadoes were also spotted in the Houston area. At least three deaths are blamed on stormy weather. In Austin, Angel Flores with Emergency Management says flooding has damaged homes.
The assessment is still ongoing just because the rains have recently stopped. But there definitely have been residential residential damages.
At least 27 people were killed when a heavy metal band's pyrotechnic show sparked a stampede at a nightclub in Romania. The AP's Allison Malter reports it's still a chaotic scene.
Families of people who are at the club are desperately trying to locate their loved ones. Some have gone to the morgue, and they're calling emergency telephone lines because 17 of those who have died so far have not been identified.
Around 146 people remain in the hospital, some in critical condition. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says new talks aimed at ending Syria's war shouldn't be held up by wrangling over whether Bashar Assad should stay. This is AP Radio News. A British lawyer says a newly freed prisoner at Guantanamo Bay wants an independent investigation into whether British officials played a role in his treatment.
Human rights lawyer Clive Stafford Smith says Shaka Amir wants the whole world to know what happened to him at Guantanamo so rules can be enacted to keep others from facing abuse. His lawyers say he was tortured and kept in isolation for extended periods. Amir arrived back in Britain on Friday after spending nearly 14 years as a prisoner at Guantanamo. He was never charged with a crime and is now being treated in a British hospital and reuniting with his family. Charles Siledesma, London.
A sunken tanker barge recently discovered in Lake Erie appears to be occasionally seeping an oil-based substance near the Canadian border. It is believed to be one of 87 shipwrecks on a federal registry that identifies the most serious pollution threats to U.S. waters. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.